producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm able. No, I'm not. I'm Doug Steffen. She's able. No, hey, she's not. She's Jennifer Horn.
I'm Kane. Nice to meet you.
Yes, you are. That's true. And you're raising it here on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring your input. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. The Department of Homeland Security has called for a balance between safety and freedom. Wow. Law enforcement around the United States increasing security because of what happened in Gay Paris. The situation, according to Jay Johnson, who's the head of Homeland Security, is, well, I'm going to quote him. Is that a good idea? So I'm not interpreting. I'm going to just use his words.
Yeah, be legit.
Yeah.
Quote, in our efforts to enhance the security of the homeland, we must not compromise our values as a free and open society.
Wow.
I can build you a perfectly safe city, but it'll look like a prison. Who wants to live in a prison? The public needs to be reassured that we are safe here in America.
Really?
Well, I guess that'd be okay as long as you don't drink Schweppes Bitter Lemon.
Why is that?
Why would I say that? Because if you look at the can that's been promoted by the folks at ISIM, the can that had the bomb hidden inside of it was a Schweppes Bitter Lemon can or a Schweppes Gold. Schweppes is a British... it's one of the big drink companies in the world, as a matter of fact. They own a lot of assets here in America and around the world.
Right, best known for ginger ale, right?
Yes, Schweppes Gold, it's ginger ale. So apparently that's, if you believe ISIM, that's where they put the bomb that blew up the Russian passenger jet over Egypt last month. So now all I have to do is find the people who bought... This would be a good, not necessarily a James Bond, but you could, if you could find, some kind of research that would find out where all of the Schweppes gold was sold in Cairo or in Egypt or Middle East somewhere. I bet you they could do that. Right? Get down to who bought it and then go after them. The Russians are going to give you 50 mil if you come up with whoever it was that put that can, that soft drink can in that plane. So if it was, let's follow this back for just a minute. If you're a typical airline, you have outside crews that you hire to, what they call it, catering the plane. They bring a truck up. You've all seen them at the airport. They have this extension. It's a
box truck.
And they, and they bring the stuff and they roll it into the into the plane on these carriages. And there's a couple of carriages that go into the back of the plane, a couple more carriages go into the front of the plane. And in those carriages are the food and the drinks. So it stands to reason that somebody on the ground could have been some employee that believed in the mission of ISIM. They, okay, yeah, here's a special can. Put that, make sure that's on the plane. All right? So,
and that seems to be the theory because Egypt's been going after all these airport workers.
Yep, right. So Schweppes Gold. I'm betting that the stock in Schweppes would not be a good place to invest for the next week or two till the stock bottoms out. Then you go buy it because it'll go back up again.
Right.
But it'll go down for a while.
It's silly. It's not their fault.
Of course it says not their fault at all. But that's how people think, Richie. You know that. So anyway, that comes from the safety at home department when you're getting on a plane. I wonder how many people are thinking about this as they get on or think about getting on a plane next, Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, even this weekend. People going away this weekend for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but...
Obviously,
the security on these Russian planes...
It has nothing to do with the Russians. It was an airport in Egypt, so it's the Egyptians.
Egypt, right.
Yeah.
nothing even close to what we experience here. So.
According to Meredith's story, that's not the case at all. She was in Cairo, as you remember, last week, and it was very tight. All of the stuff there,
she was
security-wise.
There post.
She was there after the fact, yes.
Right.
Well, she was there. Yeah, I was. I think
it was
the first time. She's been in and out of the Cairo airport three times in the past 2 weeks. So, anyway, this is one of the things that you'll hear being focused on. And the news media will do a great job of putting that can everywhere. Look at that can. Don't buy that stuff. Meanwhile, Barbara Wawa is going to do an interview, a piercing down-to-the-bones interview with Donald
Trump. She's a
toughie.
Ooh, goody.
As a matter of fact, I think she's done it already. Aren't they starting to use it? We probably should save this for the TV report. But aren't bits and pieces of it airing on various ABC assets?
Yeah, they're pimping it out everywhere.
Pimping it out everywhere. So that means it'll be on GMA. It'll be on the nightly news. It'll be on the late-night show. Everywhere.
I'm thinking Barbara liked Trump until she found out he was running for president.
No, I bet you Barbara likes Trump, period. Yeah, no,
I don't think she wants him for president.
Yeah, Barbara loves celebrity, and she's a...
She also loves ratings, and that's something Donald can deliver usually.
Yeah, that's why they're doing it. Kenny's got it right. They're pimping it out because delivers
Barbara,
ratings.
If Barbara walks into the voting booth and there's Hillary and Trump, which one do you think she's pulling?
Come on.
Yeah.
What? You're assuming that she's going to vote for Trump?
No.
No.
Assuming she's going to vote for Hillary.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh. So if that was the case, let's go around the room. Trump versus Hillary. You have to vote today. Who are you voting for, Kenny?
Hillary.
All right. Richie, who are you voting for?
Trump.
Jennifer, who are you voting for?
Duh.
Yes.
You're voting for Duh?
Trump, yeah.
I'm on the Trump train.
She's a Trump trainer.
A Trump trainer as opposed to a Trump changer Trump. Okay.
Boy, I like these odds. You vote for Trump.
I'd vote for Trump. So it'd be 3-1.
God, I like how that sounds.
You lose, Tim.
Nah, don't make Kenny out to be a loser. He's got a different point of view.
Right.
Oh, he has a very
scientific life.
Let's call Pew.
Our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com focused on the presidential race because Bobby Jindal had dropped out. We asked, who do you think would be next? And Kenny, let me give some of the opinions from Facebook folks as well. So let's see here. Who did we come up with? 19% said Jim Gilmore, which is probably a fair bet because nobody knows who the heck Jim Gilmore is.
Wow, I didn't even know he was still in it.
18% said Jeb Bush. Jeb did not fare well in this poll.
That's
14% George Pataki. I would say this is very
Bush beats Pataki, I know.
Bush is the only name there that's really known, and people think he should get out. Wow. That's pretty interesting. 8% said Lindsey Graham. 9% Kasich. 5% Rand Paul. 3% Marco Rubio. Not much. Ben Carson and Donald Trump ought not to get out, according to this number here. Well, they're all fairly low at the bottom end, Carly Fiorina. But I think the most significant thing there, Kenny, was Jeb Bush. What do people at Facebook.com/Gaudet say?
Only one comment so far about that
really?
On Facebook. Norman says, all of them should get out except Rand Paul. He's the only choice. All the rest are chopped liver.
He's a good choice. I'd like to vote for Rand Paul. I'd like to be able to vote for Rand Paul if he could get through, because he most closely assimilates my values.
Ain't happening.
Top to the bottom. No, I understand, but
yeah, I know.
It's who we would like. If it were a perfect world, Richie, other than you and I being president and vice president, and I would be president, you'd be secretary of state.
Oh, yeah. I'm a girl, you're going to make me a secretary? Yeah. You sexist jerk.
And I'm going to put Kenny in charge. He's going to be in charge of the secretary. He'd be in charge of the treasury.
And it would work just like it does here.
Oh, wait a minute.
You'd be the little puppet that we pull the strings on.
No, I'm going to put Kenny's wife in charge of money. He's going to be in charge of defense.
Yeah.
Kenny be in charge of defense.
Same old.
Okay. Week before Thanksgiving, today, a week from now, will be Thanksgiving Day. What are you going to do? Are you going, well, here, our poll today sort of sets the tone. We're asking about how you're doing on your Christmas shopping. We should be ashamed of ourselves, but here it goes. A, I'm done. That's Roberta's line, probably. Jen, where are you on Christmas?
I'm kind of like, you know, I've got a few things I need to crack down.
Richie, you?
Finish.
Barely started.
Really, Kenny?
I nearly thought about it.
Right, me too. That's where I am. Okay, so here are the choices on your Christmas shopping. A, I'm done. B, I'm about halfway done. C, I've picked up a couple of things. D, I'm hoping to get started this weekend. E, I'm waiting for Black Friday. F, are you serious? I'm not ready to think about this yet. I think that's where I am. But to tell us what you think, because that's what's important. The poll at DougStephan.com, and many of our questions that Kenny poses on the social media reflect some of the same input, or at least some of our curiosity. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops, they're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops, earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program, 19 past the hour. Charles Aloysius Sheen has apparently had relations with a long list of women without telling them of his status, if you know what I mean. So apparently the L.A. Police Department is on the hunt for Charlie, or their, they don't have to hunt too hard to find, but there are a number of women who have come forward to say that they had relations with Charlie, and he didn't tell them, and that's against the law, so they're probably going to arrest him. This ought to be good. Oof. The police say they envision a lengthy criminal investigation. They're not ignoring the facts because they can't. This is highly sensitive material. One of the problems is that there's probably so many women that are on this list, how are they going to find them all? You're going to be, Gloria will take care of this, though. I'm pretty sure Gloria's on the case on this one. And she'll be looking for the women. If you have a problem, you call Gloria. If you're a woman with a problem in Los Angeles, call Gloria Allred. She'll take you out.
That's gotcha.
Allred. Yeah, she's got your back, your side, and your wallet. 21 past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
The
Allstate non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Get ready.
All together.
Three.
Setting it up. My three songs contest on the Doug Good Day program. Once you figure this out, you'll call us at 888-302-3684. And if you're lucky, you'll get a swell prize for having figured this out. Don't call if you've won before, because it would just mean that other people who deserve to win and wait for their prizes won't be able to get through. That's the way it works here. 888-302-3684. We have three songs that have something in common.
Shall be the number thou shalt count.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
The number of the counting shall be three.
Yeah, 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 okay. First song by Aretha. Hold on. I'm coming. This goes back to 1981. This earned Aretha her 11th Grammy. Ended a slump for Aretha. This lady has it. Still has it. 1967. First song was Richie.
Oh, come on.
Should be right on the
first song.
Her first song.
Respect or fame.
Thank you. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect is what it means to me. A lot of respect for her. By the way, if you haven't heard, she got married to the guy she's been living with for 30 years.
Yeah.
The Pope convinced her. And I'm being facetious. She apparently performed for the Pope while he was here, and something happened in the exchange, and she decided to become an honest woman.
Yeah, after 30 years. She looks great. She lost a lot of weight.
Lost a lot of weight.
Very healthy now.
New lease on life.
She's got an attitude that's kind of interesting. Entertaining.
She's got a good attitude.
She's 81, I think, isn't she?
Somewhere around there.
Something in there, yeah. Hi, by the way, Richie, we're going to see Ronnie Spector tonight.
Who's that?
Yeah, well, that's what Meredith said.
That's why I said it, yeah.
Right. Who's that again? Daron S. All right, anyway. So Aretha Franklin, first song in this group. Hold on, I'm coming. Next song by Guy Sebastian. Soul Man, his interpretation of the song. I guess they call it a cover, Richie. Huh?
That's all I need. I got two.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
On a dusty road.
This is nowhere near as covered.
What? I got a truckload.
By the way, we just gave a big clue.
I know he did. 888-302-3674.
So don't worry.
It's a good song. But you're cranking up.
I'm a soul man.
was the first winner of American Idol. No, not American Idol. Australian Idol. Currently a judge on the Australian version of the X Factor. Steve Cropper and Donald Duck Dunn play on this track, Richie.
You know what? It's funny you mention that, because as soon as I heard the guitar kick in,
you knew it was him.
I was like, that's Cropper.
There you
that's
go.
The Colonel.
Yep. Okay, so we got Hold On, I'm Coming by Aretha, Soul Man by Guy Sebastian. Here's ZZ Top for the third song. I thank you. Come on. Every phone in the place should be ringing off the hook.
Really?
Anybody who's going to get it,
so grown.
You should have it by now.
888-302-6684.
That's what I'm saying.
Jennifer's not ever going to get this in 100 years.
This is above Jennifer's age range.
Yes, it is. Right.
It's got to be with me.
My age range or Kenny and me.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So first song, Hold On, I'm Coming. Second one, Soul Man. Third one, I Thank You. ZZ Top's version goes back to 1980, one of the big hits for them. They had six number ones in the 1980s.
And by the way,
yes,
for this category of my three songs,
yeah,
there's probably another 20 to 30 songs we could play that would fit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so far we're in no man's land. I only got about 25 seconds here, so I'm going to have to take a shot with Johnny. Johnny is in North Platte, Nebraska. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, how are you doing?
Oh, just got off work.
All right, so your mind is in good a place, Hope. What's the commonality of these songs?
Thanksgiving.
No.
It's wrong.
Do you remember Sam and Dave?
Sam and Dave, yeah.
Yeah, well, these were all originally hits from Sam and Dave. Good try, though.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale this Friday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off with your Friends and Family Savings Pass. That's on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off cookware. Pick up a Basic Essentials roaster or a Food Network carving set, just $9.99 each. And take 20 to 50% off kitchen electrics this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Richie.
Quiz for you.
Yes.
What time is it?
Oh, boy. It's 30 past the hour?
Coming up on 30 past the hour.
I'm ahead of the time.
Another quiz.
Yeah.
Where's Doug?
Who knows?
Getting fruit. He is a
blueberry.
29.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thanksgiving. We are two-thirds of the way through the month of November, and we are 5 weeks and a day from Christmas. No, 6 weeks and a day from Christmas. Make that blow up in your face.
The kids were counting the calendar last night.
Yeah, really?
How many days?
Can you get any response? Facebook.com/good day, Twitter good day to the question about Christmas shopping. Can't believe we're already talking about Christmas shopping. Oof.
No, not yet.
Thank heavens for that.
Oof.
Okay, I've been told by my best half that some of the hottest moments on the air are when I do a rant. So Doug's Daily Rant coming up in just a moment for those of you who love to stay tuned for that. First, though...
Oh, boy.
The
Can't wait. Let me go refill the coffee. I want to be prepared.
I'm going to go take some Super Beef. Make sure I don't nod off.
Hit the bathroom while you're at it.
There may be a different rant coming now.
I'm giving it some thought. Individuals on the FBI, this is not the rant. FBI terrorist watch list.
This Can we guess actually, what the rant's going
to
be?
Wait a minute. No, the rant has got to do with somebody in the medical field. But I could do a rant on this one.
Your rant, my favorite.
This could be a rant. On the FBI, do you realize that 94% of people who are on the terrorist watch list can buy guns? There's no prevention because the FBI is not doing their job. In the last 10 years, the FBI has completed a couple of thousand background checks. To be specific, 2,233 background checks involving individuals who are on the list. Only 190 of them were declined. You know that if you go buy a gun, Jennifer, you just bought a gun, you had to be checked out by the FBI. You had to be checked out by local officials, FBI. So, and the FBI has the list and knows who's on the terrorist watch list. Still and all, even though they know, now I'm not sure what the malfeasance is here, whether they just didn't put two and two together, or they looked at it, oh, this guy isn't that much of a terrorist. So give him a gun. He's not that much of a problem. We don't have to worry about him much.
They make it difficult to buy guns. It seems that they should be making it difficult for the bad guys. But, you know, I don't know if you have to worry about terrorists buying guns. Do you?
Well, it's just a, I think it's a principle of the thing, right?
No,
I think we ought to be. If we know somebody's on the terrorist watch list,
I mean,
although
look at the Paris
you can
attack.
Question how good it is, because remember all the hoopla about Ted Kennedy being on the list a number of years ago?
Yeah.
And
a lot of people make it to that list for weird reasons.
Right, and not to be honest.
Look at the people that have done something, a group shooting with guns in the past decade.
Right.
Not terrorists.
So they, in my mind, am I off my whacker here, or does it make sense? If you're on the watch list, you ought not to be able to get a gun. The FBI says no. Wouldn't you think that would make sense?
It's a reasonable request.
I thought it was reasonable.
That makes sense too.
Anyway, let's see here. The Government Accounting Office, GAO, is going over the data, and they haven't been given all the data by the FBI. Gee, I wonder why. The FBI is going to look more stupid than they do right now. If all the data is complete. So anyway, I guess the question that some people are asking, well, maybe it's not that bad. People on the watch list, yes or no, banned from buying firearms? Jennifer?
I'd probably ban them from buying firearms.
Okay, Kenny?
I hate to say that word because I don't like to ban anybody from buying firearms, but if you're, probably.
Kenny?
I think it's too vague because people get on that list for dumb reasons.
Okay, so you would let them, as a matter
whatever,
of course.
Whatever, too bad. Explain your way out of it.
Yeah. Okay, that's Richie's point of view.
Yeah, I'd rather take the cautious side.
Yeah, all right. So I'm looking here at...
So they watched this. They had this list from 2004 to 2014.
Yeah. As you said, the last 10 years.
Right, yeah.
2,233 were examined. 2,043 got the guns. 190 didn't. So it just seems to me that it's just bogus. Don't let them have the gun. If there's any question at all, no. That's it. End of story. Disagree?
Ted Kennedy or not.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Ted Kennedy can explain his way out of what could.
He may still be if you have good stance. If you have strong feelings about anything that we're talking about, email Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day is one way. Email to Doug or Rich or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com. Okay, now time for Doug's Daily Rant. I think we've taken care of the other bit of information. How many people are familiar with the name Dr. Stanislaw Brzezinski?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, this rant. I've heard this.
No, you haven't, because of the new news. The reason I'm going off on this is because he's in court today. And he's being charged by the Texas State Medical Board.
This is a valid rant.
Yes, it is a valid rant.
It's a very
valid
rant.
Thank you, Rich.
Yeah. All right. Should we set the clock on
this? Yeah, you know what? 60 or 90 seconds, Doug. I'll let you pick it. You got to stay within the walls of that.
60 and 90.
60 or 90.
No, 60 and 90, maybe. All right, well, let me give you the background on Brzezinski.
No more than 2 minutes.
Brzezinski is a doctor that I've never seen him, never met him, but I've been talking about him on the air for probably 14, 15 years. He
longer is than that, ever since
mostly,
I've been here.
Yeah, okay, so maybe he goes back further than that. He's in Houston. He is a hero in my book and with pretty much everybody who's ever been treated by him. He's been controversial because he makes claims and then delivers on them, but the claims are against whatever the medical requirements are by the AMA and by the state and the federal government. You can't claim to do this, that, or the other thing. He treats tumors, cancer tumors. I told Richie to go. If Richie had had a problem more than he did, I would have sent him. I would have paid for you to go to see Brzezinski.
Yeah, because if he had a cure for mine, I would have been down there to see.
Like a 94% success rate at treating people with tumors. However, because he doesn't play with the big boys, because he doesn't do he doesn't do medical insurance, he doesn't any of that stuff, and because he gives away treatment, he's on the verge of declaring bankruptcy because he's not making any money. He's lost millions treating people for tumors, and having success, but he can't get any support because he's using combinations, drug combinations, cocktails, if you will, that are not approved by the federal government, the FDA. However, you can find the drug. He gets the drug combinations from Canada and Mexico. He doesn't get them from any place in the United States, but he gets them from other places. People go to him. He has a 94% success rate, and the government, these bastards, are going to put him out of business. They're going to put him in jail because he doesn't go along with the government-created mandates from the FDA, which is controlled by the drug companies. They don't want a cure for cancer. They don't want you to get fixed. They want to be able to sell you their drugs and all their paraphernalia so they can make money. And they are so powerful. This guy's all by himself. They are so powerful that they can go after a guy like this. They can cost him his license. They can put him in jail. And they can put him into bankruptcy. And that's what they're going to try to do starting today.
What's crazy about this is not necessarily that it doesn't even have anything to do with this doctor. The thing that's crazy is that the government is basically telling you, we don't trust you to decide
right.
what kind of medical care you want to
yeah.
seek.
We're gonna right. treat you the way we
that's
think you should be treated.
That's the real crazy
part. So that's why we can, and that way we can take care of our pals in the drug business, and you'll get screwed and you'll die. So. This is one of the most outrageous examples of a government completely out of control, completely controlled by special interests. In this case, the drug companies that control the FDA are after this guy. They've been after him for years, and they finally got some traction on a couple of different claims that they have against him. And the news media, of course, will play it up that he's the bad guy, and it's outrageous that anybody would go to him, and he suckered people. Baloney.
Yeah, if you want to shake Morocco, to get rid of cancer in your body, you should be able to shake Morocco. I mean,
right, do what you want to do.
Choose to have right. control over
yes.
our own body.
Yeah, but anyway, so as Richie said, I've been talking about him for a long, long time. If I had a problem, he'd be the first, like this, a tumor, he'd be the first stop. Not the last, the first stop for me. And what he'll do is he'll go underground and he'll go someplace else outside of the country.
Well, he was born in Poland, so maybe he goes back there.
Back to Eastern Europe, whatever. Anyway, so it's a name you'll hear more about in the next 24 hours or the next week or month or whatever. Stanislaw Brzezinski. Look up his record and read some testimonials of people whose lives he's saved. And then you make up your mind whether you think he's a good guy or a bad guy. Who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy in this circumstance? 43 past the hour. Today's television report up next. Next, Jen Jen's on the job.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This multi-view report is brought to you by Enteromedics. Trying to lose weight through diet and exercise alone is often an exercise in futility. Experts say that's because the body's natural response is to gain more weight with each loss and regain cycle. Now, a device for weight loss, the first approved by the FDA in more than a decade, is helping select people suffering from obesity with a body mass index of between 35 and 45 get control of the complex disease. V-block therapy targets your source of hunger, so losing weight does not require you to change the foods you eat. It does not prevent nutrient absorption or alter your anatomy, giving V-block a strong safety record and low rate of serious related adverse effects. Erica Roy is a V-block patient.
What is amazing to me about this device is that it doesn't just affect me physically. It works on helping me address my relationship with food.
For additional information and full safety information, visit www.vblock.com/risk or call 1-800-MY-VBLOCK. I'm Malcolm Heaver.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff, ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards are not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
All right, this is the second day in a row that Richie screwed up on the television report.
That's
how many
right.
days are we going to have to put up with this?
Well,
before?
Yesterday we didn't have time. Today I just wanted to make you guys beg for it.
Really?
Please, Richie, please.
Please
play our theme.
47 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Retailers expected to promote big screen HD and ultra HD TVs this year on Black Friday. Last year, that particular kind of television screen, is it a screen or a set? HDTV, that's just a screen.
They don't
screen.
Have TV sets anymore.
Well, but you have the guts that go with it. You don't have to buy everything. Just buy a screen, right? You don't have to buy the guts for it, the controls.
Pretty much, yeah.
You do?
Mm.
Oh. 69% increase last year for people buying 65-inch TV sets. Who's got one of those? You got one of those?
I got three of them.
Oh, my God.
65ers? Jeez.
65-inch TVs.
No, I
can't. Look at Rich all bougie with the three 65-inch TVs.
I have three. I only have two.
Oh, okay. Only two. Slumming it with the rest of us.
All right, so that's that story on technology. E has done something unspeakable, Jennifer.
I know. They've dumped out the soup. This one's sad. I like the soup a lot. Jill McHale was the host over. He took over the hosting duties back in 2004.
From?
And, what was his name? Was it Greg Kinnear? Yeah.
Greg
Kinnear.
No.
What do you mean now?
This guy, the guy who's doing it now, Mikhail is, who's the guy who's on the Community? That's not Mikhail.
Mikhail.
Is that Mikhail?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. He does both.
Oh, I thought there was somebody else in there. Oh,
right, stop anyway, it. Next, yeah, what's yeah, up yeah. TV News?
The previous hosts were Greg Kinnear, John Henson, Hal Sparks, and Aisha Tyler. But Joel McHale has been in place for 11
love
years.
Aisha
and
Tyler.
I love Joel McHale. Anyway, so the soup over after 24 years on E. It'll end next month. Snooki, not ending. Just when you thought she was gone, she's back. She's coming back to TV to do a house flipping series on the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, she's going to flip them the flipper.
I don't know what she's going to do with them. Probably make them party accessible, I'd imagine. This show will start its
hey,
production now, and it'll start in 2016.
Hey, Tom Kreitler's here, our
Tommy
guy. Don't you live on the Jersey Shore?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think what party accessible means.
You know what? I can show you pictures later,
Tom. I can't wait to see the party at your
did
house.
You see
a tap in every room, I guess.
Did you hear what was it? Who? Which one of the late night guys said that if they take refugees in New Jersey, they'd be the first group of people to say, "Oh, this is really nice."
Yeah, Seth Meyers yesterday.
All right,
Bruce Springsteen
Bruce,
is headed.
The boss.
Yeah, the boss. Speaking of Jersey, headed to Saturday Night Live. He'll return for the first time since 2002 on December 19th. He'll be the musical guest on the show. But this one will be a funny one, I
good
think. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will co-host the movie to promote their film Sisters, which comes out later this year. And I think we'll tune in for that one. That'll
yep.
be a fun
be
one. All right, move over. Blind Spot and Supergirl. Those were thought to be the most popular new shows of the season, but a new series has scored fall's highest rated debut on both broadcast and cable. It's AMC Network's Into the Badlands, which is for people
Western
with no life.
What is that?
It's a kung fu fantasy series.
Really?
Premiered to 6.4 million total viewers and got a 3.15 rating share, which is huge in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic. So pretty incredible there. Barbara Walters interviewing Donald Trump for a 2020 special.
Hello,
and
Mr. Trump.
Hello, Twomp. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Dave Grohl, your musical fave.
Yeah.
Well, Dave Grohl, you love him. Will guest star on The Muppet Show.
Oh, cool.
Kind of fun.
Yeah.
On ABC.
I'll have to watch that.
Yeah.
ABCDEFG.
Dave Grohl's going to challenge Animal to a drum.
JK, Elizabeth. 51 after.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Join the Tommy the K Singers for our round of welcome with Tom Kreidler, host of the nationally syndicated radio program known as The Money Pit.
Good morning.
It's a way for you to improve your life and your home. I thought you'd be interested to know that I put my... I guess yesterday, I don't know if you saw this, Kenny, or not. I have two things going on Facebook that regard the farm. One of them is I'm saving the big farm and creating a bovine, canine, equine sanctuary there.
Okay.
But I'm selling my home farm. And so yesterday the home farm went up on the market. And I happened to mention what was going on. The reason I'm telling you the story is because the place was full of stagers yesterday.
Interesting.
But the comment I made got some interesting sort of talk back on the Facebook page. What do you mean you're selling a farm? You're going to save the farm. Well, I have two farms. And okay. One of them is going to go away. And right. So yesterday the people were in here, pictures and all that stuff. And
right.
They moved on. I can't find a thing. I cannot find anything.
It was perfect before they got there.
It was
right?
Perfect,
it
yeah. Yeah, now it's clean.
Well, but it'll get sold.
But staging is an important way for people to reset their homes. And then what else do you recommend to people before they sell their home? What are maybe the obvious things and maybe things that are not so obvious to do?
Well, first of all, on the staging front, you know, you have to remember that someone that's buying a new home is generally leaving a home that's fairly crowded, right? Mm-hmm. And so you want to make sure that they can imagine their stuff in your house. They don't want to buy another crowded space. Heck, that's what they're leaving. So that's why it's always a good idea to get organized and put stuff in storage.
I have plenty of space here. Rambling All right. It goes on and on and on, the house does. So.
The other thing that's, you know, I was a home inspector for 20 years, yes, Doug, and it used to really drive my clients batty and me as well, when you would get to a house that looked like they hadn't done a lick of maintenance for 20 years and they just threw a new filter in the furnace. So, you know, you're not fooling anybody when that happens. So get your professionals in to service your heating systems, your cooling systems, fix the little leaks, you know, do all that stuff. Spend a few bucks so the house looks mechanically, you know, well put together. And then attend to the visual stuff like the painting and the rotted wood fixes. Those types of things that look make it look like you've ignored your home really have a disproportionately negative effect on the buyer's perception.
So the hole that I have in the kitchen floor should probably be fixed.
Probably. Yeah. Probably a good idea. Yeah.
Do it. Good
idea. Just put some traffic cones around
it. Waste basket
on top. So nobody trips.
All right. So you have posted on your blog at moneypit.com a bit of advice for renters who are in colder climes. What's your advice?
Well, because they feel like they have no control over their heating system, and you know, they're paying for this expensive heat, but they can't obviously put new windows in. But there are things that they can do. You know, for example, if you've got a window that's particularly drafty, and especially if it's one that's not really necessary for, say, emergency egress, there's a type of caulk out there that's clear. It looks sort of like silicone, but it's a weather stripping caulk where you can actually caulk your window shut. And then in the spring, this stuff peels right off as if it was never there to begin with, and this way you have a really tight window. You know, other things that you can do, your outlets, your light switches that are on exterior walls, pull the cover plates over and put these foam gaskets, they're pennies a piece, right over the outlet and then put the cover plate over that. That stops the drafts that come through those holes, so to speak, in the exterior walls. You know, if you have curtains, you want to make sure that you're using those strategically. If you've got a window that you feel like gives you a lot of drafts, put a cellular shade on it, the kind that has sort of the honeycomb effect, because that sort of interrupts that convective flow where the warm air in your house strikes the window, cools, and falls. That's the draft that you feel. Make sure your furniture is pulled out away from the wall. You're not blocking any registers. And why not put in a smart thermostat? It's a really easy home improvement, and when you leave, you can take it with you and put the old one back. Why not?
That's a great idea. A
couple of low voltage wires, right?
I never thought I would hear something like that from you.
Why?
I don't know. It just intrigues me. All right, let's get to a question from Justin, who wrote to Tom after having bought a new range. The other kitchen appliances are looking a little tired. Is it possible to paint appliances so they look newer? This is an idea for those of you selling your house, too.
Yeah, no, it's definitely possible. The thing is, you have to be careful about the kind of paint you use. There actually is a paint they call appliance paint, but it's basically epoxy-based spray paint. You need to get that appliance, obviously, out of the kitchen, and you need to get it super clean. But if you use this epoxy-based spray paint, the bad thing is, Doug, it takes about 4 or 5 hours to dry.
Right. Yeah.
But the good news is it's a really hard, solid, shiny finish that's very, very cleanable. And if you do it well, don't overspray it. Don't let it drip. That kind of stuff. Take your time. It really looks like it came right out from the store.
I did it on a dishwasher, and you can just unscrew the fascia on the dishwasher, take it outside, paint it, and then screw it back on.
And sometimes dishwashers,
really easy.
And sometimes in the dishwashers, there's multiple panels. You can just change them out with different colors.
Now you know why he's the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Tom Kreidler, co-host with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check out moneypit.com. It's 59 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.